kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Malapit na po ang Tokyo 2020 Olympics at maraming mga kalahok mula sa iba't ibang parte ng mundo ang makikipaglaban dito. Isa na siguro sa mga pinakapaboritong Olympic sports nating mga Pilipino ay ang Taekwondo. At alam niyo bang maraming mga Pilipino dito at sa iba't ibang parte ng mundo ang kumukuha nito? Isa na doon si Janina Loy at marami na po siyang mga patimpalak na napanalunan dito sa Australia at may ilan na rin ma-experience sa ibang bansa. At ito po ang aming panayam. Hello Janina, pwede bang magpakilala ka sa ating mga tagapakinig?
My name is Janina Loy. I am 19 years old. I'm in second year business student, UNSW. I am from a fellow family of four, just me and my brother. And yeah, I do Taekwondo as my outside of uni kind of activity. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Lovely. Thank you for that, Janina. So let's begin with the first question. So what made you decide to enter the contact sports such as Taekwondo?
Okay, so in year six, my brother and my dad were actually the ones who were doing Taekwondo first. So I would be doing more the girly, softer activities like dancing. I was doing more jazz tap ballet at the time. And then I'll just be watching my dad and my brother. And then just watching them, I would just feel so like interested. Like I would really want to go on the mats as well. The headmaster, Master Sam at Hills District Martial Arts, one day just said, oh, like, why don't you just give it a try, like hop in. And then, I tried this sparring competition class first. And that really picked up my interest into the sport. I thought it was just like so much fun. It was so different to what I was used to. And then from there, it was just a fun journey because I was doing it with my family and I met a lot of really great friends there. That's where it started, year six.
So who is the inspiration for this, for you in doing this one?
One is just like how much I really enjoy the sport. Like I love how it's helped me grow. And then two, I think doing it with my family, like my brother and my dad and my mom's support through everything, I think they help me always stay motivated and want to reach far with this sport. And then I do have Taekwondo athletes that I really look up to as well. Growing up, like I was so like, as I said before, really like shy and quiet. And then this sport just put me out of that bubble, like really made me step out of my comfort zone. Because when you're on the mat, you have to be like really confident and you gotta, put like all your effort out there to try to stand out, and you do have an opponent. So you gotta, do your best to not, let yourself fall behind or anything like that. I just really enjoyed how different it was because it kind of incorporates a bit of the things I love from dancing and the things I like from like a more combat, like aggressive sport.
So what do you plan to achieve in this sports?
In the short term, because I think my goals have kind of changed because of like COVID and stuff, like a lot of the competitions that I can reach in this time that I have is just a bit altered right now. But I actually did stop Taekwondo in my HSC year, and I thought that was kind of like the end of my Taekwondo career. And then after that I came back, and now, and then I started competing again, and I was thinking, oh, like maybe I'll just do like small competitions and things like that. But then somehow I landed back in that spot of like being very competitive, and like, and then my goal was like starting to expand. So I guess before I thought, I'd just try to do state and nationals. But now I think I competed in the world selections to compete to represent Australia in the senior world selections. So I am currently in that stage of trialing to be in that team competing. So I guess the goal now right now would be world selections. senior world selections. And yeah, I would just really love to compete internationally if there's an opportunity in this COVID situation. And get a gold medal internationally would be amazing. And yeah, I guess the biggest goal any athlete would have would be the Olympics, if possible. That would be like a huge dream come true. It is a big place to get into, getting into the Olympic team, but that is something that is in my mind all the time when we're training and I'm trying to prepare myself, like take care of myself. It's like, oh, like if you want this really hard, like I guess I get to always have to push myself and try, you know. It's sometimes it's good, sometimes I'm like, oh, is that dream too big, like is that so far? But I guess trying your best to get there is something that I should have in my mind anyway, so I keep it in my mind anyway, no matter how tough that might be. So I just try my best to be able to. So I would love to go to the Olympics. If not, the journey is like pretty awesome anyway, like pushing myself to get there, like training as if I wanted to get there.
And another question would be like looking into more of like a heritage sense. How does the Filipino values help you in training, or does it help you at all?
I think so, actually. So my team at Prodigy Martial Arts is where me and my brother moved to, is actually a very Filipino-dominated sparring team. So the competition team is actually a lot of Filipinos. Being in this team of Filipinos actually really jumped my interest in competing again, because all our values and like how much we care for the sport and how much we put into the sport is kind of aligned. So one thing that really stood out to me is like the family support through our sport. So our parents, you got to push through, like persevere through that to achieve something good. I think Filipinos can be really good at that.
What are the key challenges that you have faced in your athletic career, whether it be like what hardships, or do you had experienced any discrimination or anything at all?
One thing I guess would be that it is a really big advantage in this sport to be tall. And with, I guess, typical Filipino genes, or I don't know, it's maybe my own genes or just me, I am one of the more shorter fighters. So that can be seen as a disadvantage, but in a way, there are also many advantages of being short in the sport as well. Like with the coach and with the strategies that I have to prepare trainings and stuff like in preparation for fights, you just gotta find different ways of getting through that height difference and the height challenges when they're marshalling, which is when they call the fighters to get ready, like find your opponent, get ready to get on the mat. It's like that moment can be so like scary and like nerve-wracking. Like you start doubting yourself. Yeah, staying mentally strong in it and staying motivated can sometimes be hard, because it is a very it's an aggressive, it's a very competitive sport. So yeah, just staying mentally strong through it. Yeah. If you keep your spirit stronger, like, oh, I remember someone telling me, like, if before you get onto the mat you already think you might lose, if you already think, then you've already lost.
What would you like to say to those people, or people who are struggling or probably like wanting to learn this sport?
Stay there, keep at it, and like keep pushing. So I feel like in this sport there's never not anything more that you can learn. There's always something more that you can be better at.
Small but terrible, siguro yan na po ang magiging bandera nating mga Pilipino saan man sa mundo. Naway marami sana tayong natutunan sa kwento ni Janina, at magpatuloy lang tayo may paglaban sa iba't ibang karera ng buhay. Ito po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.